It is time for the Fort Knox update. On the phone, Colonel C.J. King from Fort Knox. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How's everybody this morning?
We're doing fine. Thank
doing
you
really
so much.
Good. Yeah. Good. So you guys have some stuff coming up that for Memorial Day that is still going to happen, right?
Yeah, so we do have one event that's coming up, Memorial Day. It's the annual on-post cemetery visitation. We looked long and hard at this, thought about canceling it, but I think we can execute safely, so we will. As a lot of folks know, there's a bunch of cemeteries on post, 121 to be exact. Most of those are mostly the old township family and church cemeteries that are spattered about the training area, but we'll open that up on Memorial Day for family and friends of the more than 3,500 folks that are buried throughout the installation. If folks would like to come on and visit those grave sites, they've got to wear a face covering if they're going to go to the Fort Knox Visitor Center to get a visitor's pass if they haven't already got one. And then once they're on the installation, if they happen to stop anywhere, like point of sale type place, they've got to maintain social distance of 6 feet. For awareness, you can come in any gate. There will be range operations staff posted at various checkpoints to kind of help folks get around the installation and figure out where they're trying to get to. And if families are looking for cemetery location or information, they can call the Fort Knox Cultural Resources Office at 624-6581 or 624-2125. For everybody that doesn't have a pass yet but would like to come on, we'd recommend that they stop by the visitor center and grab that before May 25th. And again, make sure you wear a face covering when you go in there.
And what are you still able to get the fast pass?
So believe it or not, we're going to stand that back up. That's been off for a while, kind of during the COVID-19 response. I don't think we'll have that ready this week, but we are in the next week or so looking to stand that back up so folks can go online and get that pass.
All right. And also the Kentucky Veterans Cemetery, any changes with that?
Yeah, we typically do that ceremony at Kentucky Veterans Cemetery Central in Radcliffe on an annual basis. This year we're not going to, and it's really after discussion with Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs. What they're going to do is post a video message on their websites to feature state and military leaders. We'll say Fort Knox will post a similar video on our website as well. We are going to do a small ceremony here on Fort Knox, but it's not a public ceremony. It's more of a recognition, and that's about it, really.
Okay. And graduation for Fort Knox Middle High
School?
Yeah,
so we're proud of our Fort Knox seniors here. I will tell you, we're doing baccalaureate tonight at the Timothy J. Maud Complex. That'll start at 6:30 p.m. Features the principal, Lonnie Gilmore, Jr. He'll speak at the event. I got a little speaking part as well. And then tomorrow, very cool event, be a graduation parade that starts at 5 p.m., rain or shine. It'll incorporate a 20-gun salute to the class of 2020. Really proud of those guys, but I hope folks will show up and see that or else dial into the website and watch it online.
That is awesome. I'm so glad you guys are doing that. And, you know, those kids, they deserve that.
What an incredibly resilient group this year, I'll tell you what.
All right, Colonel King with the Fort Knox Update. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll see y'all.
We are Quixie 98.3.